Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Leonel Gutierrez with another episode of the World Is Yours podcast. I know it's been a minute since I've spoken, I guess, and with to you guys. Probably been maybe like about a week or something like this. But yeah, lately I've just been busy with other projects that I'm working on. Been trying to get my main hustle on. Whether it's a matter of, beat making or painting, literally painting walls for businesses, or I'm trying to manufacture a specific item, which I won't really discuss because, I got to keep it on the silent, even though it's not on the silent. You know how these Instagram people be like. But yeah, lately, these past couple weeks, I've just been working on that, and also just kind of thinking of what real direction I want to take this podcast. And to be honest, man, I fucking felt like the world is yours ambition for the what you call it podcast for the ambitious is cool, but and don't get me wrong, I'll be down to bring on some cool ass people that are handling some shit. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, shit, it's my motherfucking podcast. I'm sorry I got to say it like that, but it's the truth, But I hope – maybe I'll ask you guys some questions on Instagram just so you could – if you're interested in figuring out what – or if you have any questions regarding what I just said, help me clarify a couple things, some things that I'm not specifically catching at the moment, then, feel free to do so. But yeah, here we are. I'm here with my guest to introduce him. I think I hit every point that I wanted to say before we started this. But yeah, my guest is a good friend of mine that we've actually... He's actually the dude that I started doing the first podcast with. If you guys follow me or know on my personal account, social media, the Moist In, Moist Out podcast. Andrew Rosas, he's here with me right now. We're recording in this little truck of mine, looking here like a fucking Richard Ramirez in some park in Castaic. And yeah, we're about to have a good time, man. So let's get it. But first, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but if you could, I was about to sing some shit. But anyways, yeah, this is a time for ads, so peep it real quick, and I'll be right back. All right, we're back, man. Let's jump right into it, man. I'm here with my brother Andrew. What's up, man?
What's up?
It's been a minute since I've seen him. It's probably been like a couple months, but here we are, making it happen on the World Is Yours podcast. So, yeah, man, what you been up to lately, dog?
Just been mostly just focusing on finals and getting things ready for my film.
Yeah.
Getting that done. So hopefully by the end of the year, I get that done and then make my own podcast soon. That's like the goal right now.
Yeah, keep a lookout on that for that, man. I'm going to be doing that too.
Yeah, I think I have a name for it. Roaring Twenties, I think I'm going to call it.
Yeah,
for Roaring Twenties, yeah.
What is the meaning behind that?
The meaning?
Or yeah, like the...
Roaring Twenties?
The history, the historia.
Well, basically, like, my 20s, I've noticed, like, just things haven't, like, they go fast. Noticed they go way too fast, and I guess in my life, nothing really happened.
Yeah.
In those 4 years since I turned 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, like, talk about, like, the deals and sacrifices that come with being in your 20s and what you have to, like, give up and what you have to, like, The trials and tribulations of what goes with it, I guess, of being a 20-year-old.
Right.
In your 20s in L.A. or, like, in the world, I guess. It's a very different vibe. And, I don't really... That's, like, the main goal for me. I just want to, like, have someone... I want to inform people, basically, that what goes on, when you're 20 and, like, stories and stuff like that. Have fun with it.
Right.
Bring up, like, I don't know, sports, news, whatever. Like, whatever it is, being a 20-year-old, I want to bring that up. And also, like, besides the title, I also want to, like, have, like, debates of, like, best album between two bands or, like, just little things here and there. Make it fun. Make it just, like, a a podcast where people could laugh and enjoy, you know, to listen to, you know. That's my goal for, I guess.
That's cool, man.
For the beginning of the year, hopefully, get that done.
Yeah. Hearing that, I'm pretty excited. But, yeah, I noticed in my past episodes, I feel like I've been, especially with the guests, I mentioned it before, but I feel like I, you know, taking it somewhat too seriously.
Yeah.
Almost that I look kind of semi-douchey. And probably, I think it might be safe to say. But, you know, it's always good to have a little fun. And we're still learning in this process as far as the podcast world goes, right?
Yeah, we're still learning. You know, I learned a lot from that. Well, our podcast, Moist In and Moist Out.
Dude, it was fun, man. I'm not even gonna lie. So we're recording for the people who are listening. We're recording basically in the same park
that we started.
Where we started the Moist In, Moist Out. And although it's a little later, it's still pretty cool. It's still pretty chill. It's kind of creepy, low key. I feel like this area would be like, you ever seen a show like A&E? You ever watch A&E?
Yeah, I watch A&E.
Like when you were young and they had that show about like serial killers. And it'll always be the episodes where, or it'll always be the neighborhoods where the neighbor would be like, in this area is unsuspected.
Uh-huh.
But what happened in this house was a full terror. And then they'll show like the mugshot as the killer. Richard Ramirez. That's what I'm saying, dude. It feels like straight up Richard Ramirez. We're in the trunk or in the backseat of my truck and... You know,
I started listening to a podcast about like murder and shit.
Oh, that's right.
It's called Sword and Scale.
Sword and Scale. Shout out to Sword and Scale.
Sword and Scale, very good.
Sponsor. Very good. 5-star.
Yeah, it's really good. If you guys are interested about murder and like stories of like what happened, then they go deep into the whole story of every like murder they talk about. And it's very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, like it's very interesting to hear. Like, damn. Like,
do you remember? And like maybe give like a brief overview. God,
the recent podcast I listened to was, I guess it happened on my birthday, like 2014.
The murder?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Some kid, he's like in his teens. He killed his mom. And I guess the whole point of it was like how he was just a black cat in his family for all his life. And then I think one day he told his mom that he wanted to kill himself.
Yeah.
He just wasn't, you know, he's bored with life. And his mom's like, no, you know, like, I guess trying to, like, you know, calm him down, whatever. But then I guess he snapped and he killed her.
Wow.
But that's, like, not even, like, the disturbing part. He killed her using a hammer and cracked his skull. Oh, cracked her skull open. And then it's after that, then he started to proceed to, like, he had, like, fantasies about, like, raping her and shit like that.
And so?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
With their corpse and shit. And. Yeah, it's just very crazy that episode was just like, one of the nasty ones you could hear.
Damn.
So I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, there's people out there like that. You just never know, you know? Like,
dude, and it's a podcast, right? So they don't show images of the kid or anything like that?
No. Like, if you want to see, like, who they are or whatever, then you can look up their names. Yeah. But I usually don't. I just like to listen to the podcast fully to see what happens. Like, what happened to them.
Right.
I feel like it's like a story. You don't want to get spoiled, you know? So
yeah.
I wait till after I'm done with like the episode, then I'll look into them.
Wow.
Yeah, basically. That's what I do. But it's a good podcast, nevertheless. It's very good. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I got into it, one of my coworkers got me into it and was like listening to it all the time now.
Damn. Yeah, there's some savages out there, man.
Yeah, there is. You just never know. You gotta always look.
You ever seen any cartel? Kind of murder videos?
No, like real cartel videos?
Yeah.
I guess then when you're in Mexico, they don't censor it in the news. They show everything.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I guess I've seen those, yeah.
You seen like the newspaper?
Yeah. They don't censor nothing in Mexico. Yeah. You know, they show everything.
That's crazy, huh?
So I've seen that, yeah.
Wow.
So that's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I remember a friend of ours told me about something. I'll probably just say briefly because I don't want to get all fucking deep and, you know, what's that word? Sadistic or morbid with it, but fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that I think it was an uncle and nephew. They got caught up and homeboy had, well, the uncle got killed real quick, but the nephew, he was like 13. He got like a knife, and they cut him open literally, mm-hmm. and he was alive during the whole thing. Jeez. And like his intestines fall out, jeez. All this shit falls out, and the dude that's doing it is like pulled out his heart, uh-huh. stabbed it, and then like how people put a pin on a piece of like wood, wood or styrofoam kind of thing, like stabbed it against his chest and fucking
Jesus,
you know, damn dog, yeah, that shit went pretty sad real fast. Yeah, that's why I knew what I was kind of hesitant to talk about it, because like where do you go, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, some crazy shit be happening, man. So they don't fuck around. It's sad. It's unfortunate. But you know,
yeah, how people are. Yeah
just, people are so sad.
You gotta just see who you connect with and see who, you know, people hide who they really are, and you just never know, you know.
You never know, man.
So you have to keep your guard open and meet new people, you know.
You definitely do, man. People put up some good what's that word, not personas. I guess masks. Yeah. Let's just say masks.
If
not to get too technical.
So. Yeah, they're like, you know, not trying to show who they are. They put a mask on for the public view. But once they're alone, then they'll take off that mask and be themselves. So
yeah,
it's always like that. I feel like with everyone, you know, right. No one's gonna be truthful to who they are until, I guess, you're comfortable with the other person. I guess.
So yeah.
It's always how it is.
Yeah, if I guess in my situation, like for me, if I was, you know, being truly myself. Mm-hmm. On a daily basis, you know, people be looking at me like I'm crazy, because I'll be running around, I'll run this way, run that way,
yeah,
so amped up. But you know, I guess it's for a reason why we got to control ourselves. I don't know, but I'm not a sociology mm-hmm. major, whatever. But I heard fucking Kanye West hit up Joe Rogan to be on his podcast. Did you see that?
Well, I heard Joe Rogan hit him up, yeah.
Oh, Joe Rogan hit him up?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Because Kanye doesn't know, like, doesn't trust any news outlet.
Right.
So Joe Rogan's like, just do it my show, you know, we'll talk. And
wow.
So we'll see. If it happens, that's going to be the biggest podcast to come out.
That's going to be fucking sick.
To me, I'll listen to it for sure. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's going
to
be crazy. Because, I mean, you've seen when, I mean, basically, whenever Kanye West is, like, out in the news, he's always just spazzing and ranting.
Yeah, he's off his meds, you know? He says. So it's like, he's being his true self.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good, but right. I don't know.
For his sake?
Yeah, his sake, I guess, his well-being. His sanity. Be bad. Who knows? Just never know. But
if I, you know, me personally, I think that sometimes, actually, I think for a while, mm-hmm. I didn't like Kanye West. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I can't say I can't like him, because I don't know personally. I don't know what he's going through. But, you know, the little clips that they have of him up on social media, like YouTube, they just kind of he seems to be portrayed as some kind of, like, dick.
Yeah.
You know, especially the paparazzis and, you know, Taylor Swift. The Taylor Swift thing, I'm trying to think.
With Kanye and Taylor Swift?
Right. Is that, like, a dick move, you think?
What, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, she got a reward, right?
And then he basically just said that Beyonce was better. She deserved it.
Yeah. Now, see, that's...
Because he stole her spotlight.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of a dick move. But, you know, ever since he's kind of had this, like, awakening, I feel like the social media or, like, the news outlets mm-hmm. just kind of label him, like, as a psycho. I heard in one of his concerts he was doing his thing, and then he started ranting about more or less, paraphrasing here, probably butchering it, but that, you know, society, you know, some fucked up, you know, the typical ranting, like the government's this, and, you know, society's got to control, they won't let you be who you are.
Yeah.
And like literally after the concert, they put him in a psycho like ward or whatever.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And but honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. I dig what he's saying, especially when he was speaking with Donald Trump and had that whole little meeting. I was listening, and it is a lot of like rah, 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 rah,
rah, rah. Yes, you rambling,
know?
Yeah.
Rambling, but you know, when you listen to what he's saying, it's kind of like, okay, I could peep that.
Some things are just like, yeah, he's just being weird.
Yeah, but like that's why I'm bringing it up, because I want to see like what your thoughts on his.
He had a chance to like do more, you know, speak more mind with him, but I just felt like he just rambled on about nonsense, and he ended up giving his passcode to the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that where he put his password in.
On his phone?
Yeah, and it was just 11111.
Oh, wait. Or wasn't there a video?
That. Yeah, there's a video.
Yeah, the dude is just like behind him and then he's just like.
Or 000.
Yeah, 0000. Right.
Seven. I'm like, bro.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like he could have done more with that medium, but it didn't happen. And,
What I'm trying to think now, like, why, what about Kim Kardashian does he like enough to marry her?
I mean, he must see something. And I guess, they both love each other, so you can't really, I don't question love. If you love someone, then that's it, you know, fall in love.
That probably just made me look like a fucking dick right now, dude. Straight up, because I'm thinking of fucking, oh, is Kim Kardashian any shit, right? But I'm not, that's not what I'm saying, but, you know, again, how the social media portrays Kim Kardashian, but I guess she's a woman, right? You know, I guess
she is a woman. Yeah, I feel like she, I mean, she got her fame from a sex tape, but she used that fame to make it big. And you can't take that away from her. She, she may be who she is, but she's not dumb.
Right.
She made her money. She's still making money.
Yeah, her sister, her younger sister, Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah, she's the richest, of the most. Yeah.
Yeah, and she didn't. I don't want to say she didn't do anything, but she rode the wave of her sister's fame or her family's fame and launched her businesses. And I think she's a legit billionaire. I mean, I could.
Yeah, she is.
She's a legit billionaire.
Right now. Yeah, her cosmetics sold a lot. So, I mean.
Do you know the name of it?
Her cosmetics?
Yeah.
I think it's just her name, Kylie.
Wow. Oh, yeah,
or something like that. Yeah. Kylie. And then just put Kylie Cosmetics and it should pop up.
Kylie Cosmetics, man.
Yeah. But yeah, She's made her money. I'm not gonna, you know,
that's what's up, man.
They gotta make their money somehow, some way.
But yeah, for real, props to her. And you know, there's some people that are hating.
Well, whenever you get to the top, people are gonna be hating. That's just always gonna be the.
Why do you think that is?
Bitterness, maybe. Well, they wish they'd be it was them instead.
Right.
You know, but.
And you just can't stand it, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people. It could happen not just like in celebrity life, but like in normal life. You're in a position of like power or like management,
right?
Some of your coworkers that were your friends, they could just be mad that they weren't chosen, I guess, you know. So
right,
it's, you know, it's, it is what it is.
I think that bitterness is possibly in everybody, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
and if you don't learn from experience, you could probably stay with it.
Yeah, like I don't know, when I was at my old job and back at home and LA,
mm-hmm.
like when I quit, I just didn't like the owner and like what he was doing, you know.
Oh, you quit from there?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he tried to fire me, but I quit before he could.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking back at it, I'm just like, I see why he was doing all this stuff. I'm like, bro, like,
yeah.
If I could go like to him, but, like, I understand, like, it's like I get it now, and that's when I was like. 21? I was 21.
Yeah.
Now I'm 24, so it's like 3 years to like understand that. It's just bad, but I mean,
some people never learn, tell you that.
Yeah, so that's why with my podcast I want to talk about, like, you know, things you learn when you're in your 20s, you know, like everything changes and you know, that's like half of what I want to do with my podcast, and the other half, like, more just like having fun, debating about like music or like film, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do with my podcast. But yeah, that's what I feel.
Have you hit anybody up for guests, or do you want to do your first episode like by yourself?
I feel like I want to do my first episode by myself, see what I could do by myself. And I've been hitting up like teachers that have, you know, that were my teachers back in the day, to see if they're down, and they all said yes. So I just gotta make time and, you know, go down there and do it.
Right.
But I want to perfect what I'm trying to do first before I just hop in and do it with them, you know?
Yeah.
Because you got to be professional with them, you know? Because they're teachers, I guess.
Yeah. You got to be on that PC. No, I was playing.
But it's very PC now.
Dude, it so is.
I don't know if you've seen this YouTube video where.
It hurts every time I hear that.
Do you like Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. Well, shit. Heard about fucking Simpsons and Apu?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. They're taking him off or whatever.
Apu's out, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking lame. But what happened with Seinfeld?
So there's a video on YouTube with, there's a channel called The Fine Bros, where they have, like, kids react, teens react, whatever, college kids react to like whatever specific topic. So they made a new show in their like channel called like Does It Hold Up? So basically the premise is like they'll show like a TV show or movie back in the day and show kids or like whatever age group that they were targeting during that time to our demographic, like demographic of like our age now.
In the present,
right? Yeah. So the first topic was Seinfeld. And they showed Seinfeld to kids our age from 18 to like 25 or whatever to see if it holds up.
Yeah.
So, and then they showed the episodes, whatever, and then they reacted to it. It's very PC now. Like, oh, if you don't watch Seinfeld, like, I started watching Seinfeld, like, barely.
Yeah.
Because my friend, like, our friend Twinkie, he kept pushing to make me watch it because I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's hilarious, but, so I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll watch Seinfeld. And it's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And one of the episodes is, it's called The Soup Nazi. So, like, the kids were reacting to the episode, whatever, and they were surprised at how many times they said the word Nazi. And I'm just like, why?
It's like they all take him back and kind
they're,
of.
They're
like,
they're like, yeah, they're like, what the fuck? And I'm just like, what? It's wrong. It's funny.
That's funny.
You know? And then, I don't know, they just started getting offended or whatever. And this other episode where, well, I guess it's kind of like bad, but I think it's still, it's a joke. It's supposed to be cringy. You're not supposed to.
I mean, take it too seriously.
Yeah, the characters that are there, you're supposed to like hate them. Like they're egotistical people that, you know, they're like, you're not gonna like them. There's, that's not the point of the show. The point is like how like that deluded they are of like
what they out of reality.
Yeah, kind of how what they think of shit, and they don't have no filter.
Yeah.
So there's one episode where I think that what's it called? There's one episode, it's about something about gay episode, I guess, where like they're sitting in like their normal booth at breakfast, whatever, and then the girl tells Jerry and George Constanza that the people next on the booth next to them, they're overhearing their conversation.
Yeah.
So she burns them out by saying like, oh, you know, like how they're gay.
Yeah.
And they just like, I guess they couldn't believe that she did that, whatever, but they didn't think that they would hear, like, whatever.
Right.
So then they meet this girl, and it was the same girl that turned out to hear that they were gay or whatever. And then they're all like, oh, no, 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 we're not gay, you know. Not that anything's wrong with that, though.
Right.
So they're the ones that coined that phrase, you know, like, oh, I'm not gay, but not that anything's wrong with that.
Oh, okay.
And it was funny. It's funny. Like, right. It's just humor. Like,
yeah.
But everyone, like, most of all the teenagers of that in that,
that video? Fine
Bros video, yeah. They saw it, and they just couldn't believe it. Like, oh, my God, like.
Wow.
This won't hold up, you know. Twitter will have a backlash or whatever.
Oh my god!
It's like it's comedy, it's humor.
Fucking
like you can't have. Like I feel like comedy is dying. Like, dude, you can't do anything. You know, people sucks. Get offended so quick.
Yeah, dude.
It's not even about them, you know. Like,
yeah,
they just get offended.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I don't know. Like, I'm Peruvian.
Yeah.
And I saw the South Park episode where they made fun of Peruvians.
Oh, with the
dude and the bumblebees and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude, it was funny, dude.
Yeah.
And there's a part of that episode where they make fun of like Peruvian flute bands.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, they had the whole ponchos.
Yeah.
And it's crazy too, man. But you know, my dad was literally in a Peruvian flute band.
Yeah.
So I mean, and I don't know. I don't know how you could take it like so personal. When it's clearly,
I guess when it's a cartoon, it's a little more like easier,
right?
But when it's like actually like a
like person,
like, yeah, like Seinfeld, like that's supposed to be like cringe, supposed to be like not supposed to like those characters, they're assholes,
yeah.
But it's just funny, right? It's just funny how diluted and like delusional that they are with like with their filter of their mouth and shit. Like they don't think when they talk, whatever. Like,
yeah,
they believe what they believe in, and that's it,
right.
It's just funny.
Yeah, dude,
and then when I saw those like teenagers or whatever, adults like our age, they're offended, and I'm like, why? Like, it's not about you. Like, it's just comedy. Yeah, it's just a joke. That's the joke, you know? Like,
yeah.
Chill. Like,
fucking A.
But I don't know. I feel like, yeah, like you have to be careful what you do and what you talk about, because they will go after you, and
they will.
You know, it sucks. You know, like comedy. I feel like comedy is dead.
Do you think
can't really do anything anymore?
I wonder if there's some big time comics that still, or do they filter some things?
Like now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I mean, maybe a few, but maybe a few of them just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right.
Like, I feel like Joe Rogan won't give a fuck. Like, uh-huh. He'll just say whatever he thinks, and
right.
That's it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe some people do just for the fear of backlash they can get.
Mm-hmm. But then, even when they give up their stand-up, it's all kind of premeditated, or, like, they think about what their skit's going to be, so it's not going to be, like, free-fall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think those... Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like when they said that Seinfeld won't hold up, like... I feel like it would. Like, it's funny. It's still funny.
Right.
Like, I started watching it, and I always hated Seinfeld because I never got it.
Right.
But now, being older, I'm just like, it's fucking hilarious. It's funny, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just funny to me. And, like, I can't imagine how they feel about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Have you seen that show? Like, that's fucking crazier. And
I saw that show, and I think just a couple of... I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but, like, it's worse than fucking... Seinfeld was, you know?
And, yeah.
You know, I can't imagine what they think about that show.
Damn, dude.
So I'm just like, I feel like comedy has just gotten to a point where, like, you have to be, like, PC in order to, like, win awards and shit. Because It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and there's never won an award, but...
Really?
It's a goddamn good show, yeah.
Wow.
It's, like, underrated for sure.
Damn.
Not appreciated. And it's just funny, but people just, I don't know, they take things too seriously now.
Isn't it kind of like the same? Yeah, right? That show follows like just a group of friends. Just a group of
friends,
right?
Who own a bar and they do stupid shit. They're the same thing. They're fucking all assholes. They don't give a fuck about anyone else. You know? But it's just funny, you know, how dumb they are.
Right.
But I guess, I don't know. If those kids watch that show, then I think they would have a heart attack probably.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, I guess I could see why it's inappropriate, but. It's comedy.
Right.
It's just comedy, you know.
And that's like that should be like understood before you watch it, you know. Like
yeah, like it's comedy. Like,
you know, shouldn't be taken so seriously.
Yeah, like I don't know. I just feel like people are just too sensitive now, and you have to watch what you say. Like, we have a friend, queer.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, I told this story so many times, to people now, but whenever like we're out in public, I can't really. I get scared to call him queer because. Of the backlash, they could look at you, like, you know, why you call him, you know, that.
Right.
So I always try to, like, not call him queer, like, in
That's
public.
Funny, man.
And back in the day, no one really cared, I guess. But now it's, like, worse.
That would be interesting, though, to, like, fucking, I don't know, you guys are hanging out, for example, and you call him, and then someone calls you out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But then they find out that you guys are... You know, really like close friends, and then they're just kind of left there.
Well, they're like, gonna be like, you can't
like,
say that.
Well, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Or it's like, dude, well, don't you fucking get it? It's my friend, dude.
Like, you're just joking. It's just a nickname, Like,
Jesus.
It's just to the point where it's like, you gotta be careful what you say with anything and everything.
I get
it. I feel like it just started with like Trump or like during that time of era. Like,
Trump, wait, what's the next election?
2020.
Trump 2020.
Well, does your audience know that you go for Trump? Or?
I guess now they do. But you know, I don't. I mean, I guess nobody's perfect, right? Trump isn't perfect, but I feel for me personally, why I supported Trump was just the kind of like the ideologies that he brings to the table, or he puts a face front, like you know, stop whining about. You know, your problems on somebody else and just basically be a solid ass individual. Handle your stuff, take care of your family, look out for your friends and make the community all better, you know, everybody's in the same boat, more or less. So
yeah, like I'm not a Trump supporter, but you know, like I don't have like I never really studied up on politics to like give like counters to it.
Yeah.
So I'm just not gonna say nothing, you know, like
yeah.
But that's the thing, you know, like I think now, like, if you say you're a Trump supporter, though, like, people will go crazy on you.
I think people are kind of cooled down on it, though.
I think it's still
like it's still like a hot, spicy.
I still
thing.
Think so.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just, like, I'm not a Trump supporter, but like, we're still friends and shit, you know. I'm not gonna give you shit for it, you know.
Yeah,
that's what it is,
right?
But like, some people will just be like going crazy, you know.
Like a savage,
man. Yeah, who knows? Maybe someone will message you here.
Someone's gonna message me like, "Hey, you little."
Yeah, give you facts and stuff like that.
Little bastard.
Would you ever like get someone like from the left, or whatever?
Hell yeah!
To come in the podcast with you,
that'd be crazy, man. I'd be scared, dude. Because I mean,
so you got to brush up on your shit, and
now, well, and maybe. Yeah, should, I guess so.
They're gonna be coming gunning, then, you know.
Right. You know, I'm not no ambassador for Trump, but I just know this, that, you know, the, I don't know if this quote even applies, but the cream is in the pudding. In other words, like, I feel safe with what Trump is doing, because he's going to put the work, and, you know, so I feel safe to put my word on it that, you know, Trump is handling business for the good. And, you know, like, for example, you know, he's got the black unemployment rate down. You know, that's been, like, forever. I don't know. It's been, like, hella high. But basically, I don't know. I guess it would be a good thing to, you know, study a few things on Trump and shit.
Yeah.
What if I bring a crazy left liberal on? I'm not so into much into politics, too, but, you know.
Well, that's the thing. When you say crazy left liberals, like, you guys are both, like, you know, you're going to be attacking each other.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah,
and you can't really have a conversation.
Exactly.
So you got to, like, keep... you know, shit, you know, just right. Talk.
Yeah.
You know, because that's why I don't really get into politics, you know. I'm just like, I support who I support, like,
yeah.
Like, I voted for Bernie, but I don't know how he lost to Hillary. I still baffled.
Oh, Hillary stole it, dude.
Yeah.
She literally stole it. I think it's like, WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.
I don't know. I couldn't believe he lost. And then once it was Hillary versus Trump, then I'm just like, I have to vote for Hillary, you know? What else
is going on? Oh, man. He killed me.
But yeah, and then, but now, like, when 2020, whoever runs against him, like, I just feel like he's gonna win. Trump's gonna win again because he has a lot of support, and
support.
So they're not gonna let that lead go, you know? Like,
yeah, dude.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets reelected again.
I wonder who would be the runner up.
I liked, what's his name? That's the governor who. The person who went for governor in Texas, he was good.
Ted Cruz?
No, someone else. The one who lost to Ted Cruz.
Oh yeah, by the way, Kylie Jenner's net worth is $900 million.
Oh wow.
So more than double from Forbes.
Jeez. I'm gonna just look it up real quick, like
Kylie Jenner. How old is this girl? She's 21. You know what that means?
Hold on, I'm just looking up. Oh, Beto. I don't know if you heard of Beto.
Don't tell me it's that lady.
No, Beto O'Rourke. He was cool. I liked him.
How you spell it?
Beto and then O'Rourke, I think his last name is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like he should run because he has like a lot of good points and like. I feel like he's down with it.
Yeah.
If he's going to go against Trump, then I think he has a chance. But I wouldn't be surprised if Trump wins, you know. That's because of all the support he has, you know. And, but yeah, man, I feel like everyone should speak their opinion, you know, politics. And
yeah, it's good.
And it shouldn't be like no hate with each other, you know, because if it is, then it's just nothing moves forward, you know. It just stays in the back. Like,
right.
So. Yeah, you should have like someone from the left or someone like that doesn't like Trump, you know. And you should. It'd be a good listen to, you know.
I'll say that I will, and when that day comes, I'm gonna prepare for it really good.
Well, you should. Yeah, you should.
Because I mean, I've already had so many discussions where, like, we both on both sides don't know practically anything, and it just ends up turning into And then nothing comes out of it except people get a headache and a lot of fucking noise for no reason.
And it could lead to violence. So it's like...
It could lead to violence. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. I just feel like it's just... Politics just shouldn't be like that, you know? It should be all about...
That peace and love.
Just talking, you know? Giving opinions, you know? Just
hell yeah. You know what's crazy?
What?
Shit. I've hooked up with... A left, like a far side left,
And she didn't, I think, I'm not sure. Yeah, she found out that I was a Trump supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
After we did.
Uh-huh.
So I just felt like, I don't know, that must be, that must be like the craziest little thing or just thing that she knows. Because obviously, you know, if you're talking to the left or somebody from the left and, you know, you talk to them, I guess regarding somebody from the right, they don't want anything to do with them. They don't want to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to hear their name, and they just kind of like hiss. But, you know, in this particular situation, it kind of, you know, I've gotten maybe as close, not as close, but, you know, hooking up, that's pretty deep, right?
Yeah.
I guess,
yeah.
You know, and so I bet that's something that's like, oh, just fucking eats her alive and shit. I don't know. I'm a psycho.
Were you proud of that? That eats her alive or no?
Shit. You know, at the beginning I was, I guess. But now it's just a funny thing for me because it's like, I don't know. I get it's like the Dave Chappelle maybe skit. You know, have you seen the Chappelle show when he does the whole not the KKK thing?
I think so.
It's like when they accept him, they accept this newbie, and I don't know, for a duration of time, they didn't know he was black.
Okay.
And then he was supposed to give a speech, and he takes off his mask, and he turns out to be a black guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like a.
Uh-huh.
You know, it hits him like where it hurts, I guess. And,
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
But yeah,
you should have someone.
Yeah.
It'd be a good listen, you know, see how you guys talk it out and stuff. I listen to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone in the future.
Yeah, you should.
Some socialists.
Yeah, because I don't know. Politics is just like a. It's a danger zone, I guess, you know. You're going to upset a group of people either way. It's just, just no
there's
in between.
No escaping.
Yeah.
No escaping.
I wonder how the backlash you're going to get after this, once you put this up.
I don't think I would get backlash,
you don't
honestly.
Think so?
I don't think I even have enough listeners to get backlash. I only have like maybe 20 listeners minimum.
True.
But who knows, man? You know, some of my voice or opinion, I might get blocked like Alex Jones. Shout out InfoWars.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How you like that guy?
Dude, he's dope, dude.
Oh, God.
He's a savage.
Such an idiot. But yeah, there you go. But yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe you'll get backlash. Who knows? But it'd be interesting to see, you know?
Right.
Who would step up to the plate and like go after you.
Right. What do you think about protests? What's the purpose of protests?
I just feel like...
Just awareness?
Awareness, mostly. But if it's like what happened when Donald Trump got elected, there's like a lot of protests.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen. It's just, you're just voicing that you don't like him. Like, fine, great, but don't like, you know, cause disturbance because you're proving his point.
Right.
That's why I felt like, God damn, that's why they kind of fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get it, you know, it's a hot topic, and at the same time, you gotta, like, keep cool, you know?
Yeah.
And just, you know, let it ride, let the wave ride for a while, and then see what could happen.
Right.
Because, yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's, since LA's, like, very blue, and where I live is red, just crazy to me, how that's we're funny. 30 miles apart, and, like, that's the difference.
Right.
So you would get along with people here. Maybe. For sure, because they ride their trucks with like flags in the back.
Well, yeah,
and it's very like country here.
But yeah, like, even more than that, for me personally, like if you're a dick and you're on the right, then you're plainly a dick.
You know, okay,
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
like I don't even care if you're Peruvian. If you're Peruvian and you're a dick, then you're a dick. And then I don't like you.
Yeah.
It's that's how I run my shit. Like if you're cool on a human being level, like interaction, we could talk. And you're cool with me.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, all that bullshit, and get out of here.
Yeah, but yeah, man, you should get someone here. Be fun.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, dude. So means we're at 40 minutes now.
We're at 40 minutes right now, and I think we're gonna take a little quick break. So we're just gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back with this shit. It's the part deuce of this episode of the World Is Your Podcast, hosted by me, Leonard Gutierrez,
And I'm here with my brother, Andrew Rosas. I know him for a very long time, and since elementary school. And yeah, man, I'm having fun with this, man. But yeah, dude, so before the break, or before we actually started recording again, thinking of ideas to shoot out, and we started thinking about, we should talk about our experience with the Moist In, Moist Out podcast, which if you guys didn't know, which was our first podcast. Oh, actually, maybe not.
Well, I'm Mike, but it was our first podcast together.
Together, there you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go. See?
Yeah, we...
So, yeah, what are your thoughts on the whole...
The whole experience,
experience, I guess? Maybe, like... Yeah.
It was good. You know, I liked it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I would change what we did in the first episode. That was, like, the biggest drama we created.
Oh, dude, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was our fault, you know. We learned from it, obviously, and...
Yeah.
You know, I guess some friendships were ruined in the process, but it is what it is.
It's what it is.
I said sorry to the person, and...
Yeah.
I feel like now, like... Yeah, hopefully we could talk it out one day and see, you know, see if we could reconnect that friendship again. And, but yeah, that's, like, the main, like... black spot on our, I guess, journey there.
Uh-huh.
But I learned, like, a lot, like, how what we need to do to, like, make our podcast stand out, I guess, and, you know, put much work in it, you know, and just keep it real and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, I wouldn't take it back, though, like, the whole podcast that we did, like, both of them, the two episodes that we created.
Yeah.
It was a fun experience, you know?
It was dope, man.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool, you know? It just feels like just normal conversation mostly, and
exactly,
yeah, like I listened to feedback during those two podcasts, and now listening back to them, like, now I guess I could say that it felt like a high school, like, what'd you call it, like a high school drama, like,
yeah,
podcast high that school. People that only we know would listen to,
right?
So that's the one thing I learned, that,
yeah, you
know, like, we gotta step out of that, yeah,
mm-hmm.
more than that. So, well, I guess, yeah, you learn, you know, you got your people that, I guess, are the audience that was with us, you know, they don't know, so that's good.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I learned, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest thing I took from it, I would say, simply and mainly, is just that you, with this, it's just more pleasant for the listeners and for yourself, talking about me,
mm-hmm.
or whoever, this is my opinion, but. Is being as real as you can, or being who you are on this shit.
Yeah,
it just goes. I think people just resonate, even if they don't like you, even if they do, or yeah, even if they don't like you or they do. At the end of the day, they know that, you know, you are you, and I feel like people could taste like fakeness and pretentiousness shit. And for me, like if I hear that, or you know, if I feel like if people hear that, then they're just kind of out the door, like, ASAP quick. So that was basically the main thing that I've taken from that. And, yeah, but overall, I had a great time, dude. Like,
I did,
the second episode that we did with George.
Oh, yeah. That was
cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. I had my mind blown.
That was an interesting episode for sure. Yeah.
It was dope, man. He like, psychology, Nietzsche, fucking Socrates my ass, put me on game on some couple concepts, and but yeah, it was dope, you know, and it's for sure a learning experience, and
yeah,
you know, things happen for a reason.
Yep.
And here we are, you know.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, it was a good, I liked it, good times, and
yeah,
more like it was like focused, you know, we were focused on what we were doing. But
did you ever get like any like a bad negative feedback on any of the episodes that we did?
Oh yeah, like the first one, obviously.
Oh, that just,
like,
the name.
Uh-huh. Not the name of the podcast, but like, I guess, like, the name dropping and how,
right, how we went about it.
Yeah, and how it just felt like to people who know us.
Yeah,
that it was just like a catch up of high school or something like that. You know, like what we're doing.
Right.
And it was more about like the podcast in general.
Yeah.
So that's like the one thing we're just like, damn, like we could have done better.
It's pretty lame.
Yeah, you know, obviously mistakes come, but you learn from it, and that's it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I learned from it, like, damn, you know? We name dropped. It was bad. Mm. That's, like, the most
drama. That was my fault, though. I was the one who dropped the name. Andrew was, he was going with the program, like trying to keep it low key, and I just dropped. I was like, fuck it, drop it, and then I did. So
and I just felt comfortable, and then just kept going with it.
We feel like you put it all out there.
Yeah. You
know? But you know, honestly, how I feel about it, dude, it's the truth. Like, you know, I'm not trying to, and maybe it was some bitch shit to talk bad about somebody, you know. Yeah, and I wasn't talking bad about anybody. It's just the way it went down. Like,
but like, yeah, he wasn't here to defend himself. So I guess in a way, we just like, you know, we did bad. I want to just leave it at that. We did bad.
Yeah.
We learned from it, and that's it.
But yeah, in all honesty, like, I wish, you know, there'd be the day that we could, you know, all talk, all three of us.
Yeah. You know, that'd be nice. Just to clear the air.
Clear the air. Maybe smoke some weed together or something. Whatever. But
one day.
Until that day comes. Yeah. You know.
But for now, that's like the black mark of that podcast in general.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah. So I learned two things, you know.
But it was cool, man. I liked it. We for sure had I guess with some support. We had some good feedback for sure.
Yeah.
Especially when we let people know, or when I let people know on my Instagram, people were, you know, saying, "Oh, that's what's up. It's good to see that you guys are doing it."
Yeah. Like we got support from it. Like
yeah,
our two episodes that we dropped, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, if we got that support, then we know we could do it. You know, even more. So that's good. And then you went with your shit. You know, you did your own thing and. Got like what, six episodes in now or five? I think
this is gonna be the fifth one.
So yeah, I mean you've been doing it longer, so I'm pretty sure you've experienced more.
I've learned a couple things from doing the first few episodes to now.
Yeah, like you have ads now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So,
but they throw it at you like at the first maybe two episodes. So
they threw it at you. Okay. Yeah,
they're just like, oh hey, you can start doing the ads now. I was like, okay, cool. You get paid. But yeah, it takes a while, dude. I think right now, shit. I guess I can't be talking shit about Anchor though, because I mean, yeah, fuck.
Anchor is like your main source.
That's my main source right now. Yeah. But as far as ads. And it's not like they snake me or anything, but right now I get 37 cents for the people listening to my ads. And I could, still not sure how it works exactly, but you know, I think it's when one person listens to the ad, then I just get a penny off of it. So it's going to take a while before I get some money off of that thing.
It's always a start.
Due time, you know?
Yeah. It's always a start. You know, you guys got to just keep it going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So how are you going to like change your podcast then? Like,
Right now, I think I'm gonna just do. I was thinking about doing just Friday nights.
Okay.
Just because it works out for me, my schedule. And it's just more chill because I like recording in the truck. You know, blocks out all the noise all around, and it's a good nice space. It's like, if it's enough space for two people, it's certainly once enough space for one person, me.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, it's just a different time to be dropping the episodes. I don't think there's not too many podcasts that drop episodes like on a Friday night. But yeah, I think that's what I'll continue to do.
Like once a week type of thing?
Yeah, once a week kind of thing.
Okay.
And until I get my own studio, then probably the times when I'll drop episodes will be different.
Yeah. But for now, it's like,
And then when I get guests and stuff like that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
What are some ideas that you got for your shit, man?
Well, yeah, just gonna mention before, just gonna talk about like living in the 20s and experiences, like my experiences, and also like bring up like debates about like music, film, have guests on that, you know, like this certain album, whatever, and just have fun, you know, have a good old conversation, have some beers, whatever, you know, just like. I don't know. Just have it, make it more like just like a bar vibe, like something like talk to your old friends about.
Yeah.
Talk about football, like sports and shit. Yeah.
Do you freestyle rap?
No, I don't. Damn. No. Oh,
cool, man. You can spit some bars.
No. I play guitar, but I don't freestyle rap.
You still play
like
frequently?
I haven't played in a while, but I'm pretty sure I could still pick it up and just
get fucking knock it out.
Yeah,
get some girls' panties wet.
Like, yeah. I'm okay. I guess, yeah. I'm okay.
You sing too?
No, I never really tried to sing. I don't know. I just never couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
I did the church guitar thing for so long. I just couldn't get into it.
Church guitar. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. But they go hard, dude. Like, don't they? Don't, aren't their chords fucking?
No, it's more like slower. It's more just
like
easy chords you just do. It's a good. If you want to learn guitar, that's like a good way to learn, like chord progressions and stuff like that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's why I like doing it, because I learned a lot, and then it just became a bore at some point. But then, yeah, I haven't done that since 2015. I had that move, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I haven't,
Did you ever want to start, like, your own band?
I think when I was, like, in high school, I did it with, I think I wanted to start it with a friend named Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan Keeble, a good friend of mine. We called it Moop.
Moop?
Yeah, that was our
band. Was that? Oh, okay. I thought you called it Moop.
Yeah, I think he spelled it MUP.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, but I never was really serious about it. We just talked about it.
Yeah.
I just wasn't interested in band. That was like the only time I kind of was, but I wasn't like, my heart wasn't in there, you know?
Right.
It was always about film, so.
Damn.
But yeah, we wanted to do that band, and then I never did it, and then. Now Ryan's like into music now. He plays guitar, bass, you know.
Wow.
He's doing his shit, so.
Yeah, he hit me up about my bass guitar that I'm selling.
Oh, yeah? He wants to buy it, or?
I think he thought about it, but just, I don't think he dug the price that I was asking for it.
How much are you asking for?
$300.
Jeez.
No, it's fine. I think $250.
But
I've been sold. I sold the guitar and the amp.
Oh, you did? Oh,
for $160.
Oh, wow. That's
which I think deal. That's a pretty crappy deal, isn't it?
For you, yeah.
For me, yeah.
The app is like, depends what app it is. It could be worth like $80 or $90. Yeah.
Right.
And the guitar, I mean, depends on how old it is. And,
yeah, I took it to the spot and he was like, you know, this is a business thing. Like, I got to make some money.
And, that's what they always tell you.
I know. And I was kind of naive, dude.
Sure.
And he was like from Australia, so he had those like, good people vibes.
Yeah.
And he was telling me his like sort of backstory.
Uh-huh.
And I believed it in hindsight. And I think it got played pretty much. Because, yeah.
Probably 100, what, 100?
160
for both?
A bass guitar and an amp.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
But one of the things, I kind of knew that it was a ripoff, but.
Did you just want to get rid of it? Or?
I just wanted to get rid of it, honestly. And
why?
So,
why did you want to get rid of it? I always wondered, like, why?
Because basically, I just needed some quick money.
Quick money.
And he was telling me that, you know, you could make more money by putting it online.
Mm.
But since time did happen to be something to consider, then
yeah,
I just needed
yeah.
something fast and fast. And I don't think there was any music stores that were out there that buys, you know, equipment from people. Or
nice,
clients
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck it. And, okay. You know, it was. You ever played bass before?
No. It's I've always wanted to learn. But I don't know. The guitar always fascinated me. So,
yeah.
Learned the guitar.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Our friend, Robert, he plays a guitar fucking sick.
Yeah, he does. He's really good at it. Yeah.
Isn't he?
He, from the time he started till now.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah,
he loves guitar. You can tell he loves guitar. And,
he really does. And he jams with it. Like, I would hang out with him a lot.
Yeah.
And I would go home, and or rather we meet up, and then fucking we'll just, you know, kick it. And he'll start jamming. It's crazy, man.
That's cool.
He got me wet
with his with the guitar.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he loves guitar. Yeah. Like, I love guitar, but like he loves it to play it and like practice every day.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like to play, learn songs, but I guess my more focus more like just filmmaking and camera work and stuff. Yeah.
Damn, dude. I'm so interested in that, you know, because I mean,
yeah.
The fucking.
Wait, what, camera work and stuff? Or.
Well, I'm stoked to know somebody, especially a close friend of mine, that's interested in that.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, do you don't have to, well, this is going to sound like a stupid question, But do you watch like a lot of movies to learn from them?
I mean, you should. You should watch like a bunch of movies, not just action movies, because those are like more typical, normal that you could learn like at school or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you want to learn from like the best, then you got to look at directors and how they do it, or cinematographers. So you got to see how they do the camera work and stuff. Like Tarantino, that's a good example.
Yeah.
They can learn his writing style, also, like, but camera work too.
Wow.
And like, also, his name, Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu. His camera work is pretty good too. So it just depends on like who you watch and who, what like director you want to look into.
Kind of like a style.
Yeah, because everyone has a style. Like Spike Lee has a style. He always has like a shot where it's like close up. I don't know how to explain it, but if you see it, you know it's a Spike Lee movie. So it's like, yeah, someone has like the signature thing of like doing things.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to like learn about like camera work, you gotta see directors, see movies, and expand your horizon to just like action, like comedy and stuff like that. Those typical genres. Go into drama, go into like indie, low budget films. You can also see a lot of camera work too that they learned. So yeah, I feel like it's an art form. Yeah.
With like in a. And if we had a like a dream with this, would it be to like create your own movie, or would it be to make a movie out of a book? I don't know.
My own movie, I guess. Like, cause I already did that already. Like my short film, so I'm working on it still. But but yeah, like I did that goal. I just gotta finish it and, you know, submit it to people who are important and see if, what I could do.
Right.
And then after that, work on a new one, you know. That's my goal, too. By next year, I want to do another film, you know. But, and since I learned a lot from this first film, I know what to do in the second film, you know.
Right.
Because I feel like I was nervous in the first film. Wasn't really, I don't know, I was nervous to, like, direct and shit. And,
yeah.
But now I'm like, nah, I can do this. I can do this, so.
Yeah.
So you got to learn. You got to learn, man. You got to learn. So, yeah, man. I'm going to start a new film next year after I finish this one I'm currently working on. And then, yeah. And then do the podcast, hopefully during that time too, like have something going.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
Dude, it's gonna be fucking dope.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dope as fuck.
Obviously I'll let people know when it's out, like I'll put a trailer out or whatever.
Right.
So we'll see, man. Yeah. It's always nerve wracking when you put your work out, you know?
Right.
But it comes with the territory.
Yeah. What does that mean? I always heard that shit. What is the fuck? I
mean, what the
comes with the territory?
I guess for me it means like you just gotta know like once you put your work out there, like
expect it.
You gotta expect bad hate, like bad reviews or good reviews, you know. It's never gonna be like like what I said earlier, like you're not gonna make anyone happy. Like it's gonna be middle in between type of shit. Yeah, so I don't know, that's what I feel. But I know, like I know I gotta do what I need to do now.
Right.
Yeah, just work.
Dude.
Get better.
That's going to be sick, man.
Yeah, dude.
I can't wait to fucking see your work.
Yeah, man.
Hey, for the listeners, he showed me, actually, I haven't seen much, but I mean, like I've seen some photos and he's told me about how he went about this project. So it's pretty cool. I can't wait to see the final product of this. I think it's going to be pretty sick.
Yeah, man. It's been good. Excited to like bring it out, you know.
Right.
So we'll see how it turns out. Yeah, man. I'm excited just to finish it and finally be done with it,
dude.
Because I filmed it in July and now it's December, so
damn.
It's been a while. I had like things come up here and there, family stuff, and you know, work,
right.
And school. Just finishing my last semester at school, so I'm just like a lot of shit I had to deal with. So now I'm like, I got time. I got to fucking
get
after it. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
What is it called?
It's called the. Can't believe I forgot my own film name.
It's been so long, probably. That's why.
It's been so long, but I do work on it every other day. Just like getting that shit out, getting that shit, you know. And it's called. What is it called? Oh my gosh. Unrequited Dream. That's what it was called.
Unrequited Dream.
Unrequited Dream.
What was it? What was it that what you wanted to?
So basically, it's about like a guy who has like a dream of being like a filmmaker, screenwriter. Mm-hmm. And he's given at a party, he meets an old friend who's like in the business or whatever. Mm-hmm. And his friend gives him like opportunity to like make a script.
Yeah.
And see what he has, you know, see if he has talent or not. So he gives him like a deadline, whatever, and he does it. And then his friend's like, all right. Well, he meets a girl during that day too.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever, like he meets up with the girl, whatever. But the whole point of it is like he finishes the script in time, mm-hmm. sends it out, goes to work at a shitty job, yeah. which happens to be a Cold Stone. And then, yeah, he gets a call from his friend that, like, you know, it's good shit, like, it's good work, and he should meet up with his friend's boss, like, to see what he, you know, what he could bring. And then, yeah, he says, all right, for sure. And he's so excited that he's given a chance, that he wants to throw a party and to celebrate, you know. And he does. He throws a party, but he gets too fucked up, and he misses the meeting. And, yeah, he misses the meeting, and then his friend tells him, you have one more shot, and you have to, like, make a new script, and you're given, like, a week left. Like, just a week to, like, make it, and, you know, see if you're really dedicated to it. And in the end of it all, time passes by, a week passes by, and he's barely worked on the script. And it's bad. Like, he doesn't complete it at all. He just gives up on the dream.
Wow.
So unrequited dream means like just like he gave up, like no one stopped him, like no one like you know put a roadblock on him. It was himself. So I don't know. I just want people, whoever, like if they see the film like that, don't give up on your dreams. You know, go after it and always put 100% or more to what you want to do. Because if you don't, then you're just gonna end up being in the same place as before and just let life pass by.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted the whole. That's the whole premise of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope, dude.
Yeah, man. So I wrote it like close to home, I guess.
What is that?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like a cautionary tale, I guess, too, huh?
Yeah, cautionary tale. How like, you know, what could happen if you don't, if you're given a chance, don't squander it. You know. Like,
yeah. To take
you
it.
You gotta go over it. You gotta get it.
Yeah.
So that's like it hits close to home with me, and you know, me it might hit close to home with some other people too. You just never know.
Right.
So yeah,
that's dope.
That's so. Hopefully, I'll have it done by end of the year. I should have it done and just finally put it out there.
Completed,
and yeah. So it's a struggle.
Right.
Yeah. I'll get it done.
That's what's up. So yeah. You heard it from the man himself. We've been recording for about an hour, and. An hour and 2 minutes. This is pretty cool. It's literally the longest podcast. But I think this is a wrap for the fifth episode of the World is Yours podcast hosted by me, Leonel Gutierrez. I don't know why I keep saying that. Why the fuck I keep mentioning my name? It's not like people fucking...
Well, you gotta promote, man. You gotta promote.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, right. But the world is yours. Not... Well, I guess Leonel Gutierrez, that's... You already know who it's from.
Yeah.
But anyways... thank you guys for listening, and definitely check out my brother Andrew's work.
Yeah,
and
like
tell these people where they can find your shit.
You can find me on Andrew R Films on Instagram. If you want to follow me and see my pictures that I have, I don't update it daily, so just a warning. I just have it. I put up things that are important. You know, I don't like to spam like photos whatever. You know. So Instagram, Andrew R Films, you could find like me, and you could find there like where my film's gonna drop and my podcast is gonna drop. So my podcast will be called Roaring Twenties. It's gonna be on Anchor. So you can find me there. I'll put a link on my Instagram if you guys wanna follow me there. And just be excited for the first episode when it comes out. Hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have that out too. And yeah, mostly just Instagram. I'm on Instagram mostly and Snapchat. I think Snapchat, I'm Andrew, is Y2J. So, yeah. That's my plug.
There it is. You heard it from himself, man. Yeah, we're all excited to hear your shit.
Yeah, man. And also, audience, rate Leo's podcast on Apple Podcasts. You know, give a 5-star for him. Let your voice be heard. You know, let him get up on the charts and stuff. Get him up there, man.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. So it was cool having you here.
Cool, man. Thank you, man.
All right, fucking.
Yeah, we got to talk, man.
We got to talk.
After, God, what, month?
After fucking years, my dog. Yeah, after a long time. Yeah. But yeah, I had a blast. We talked about a lot of cool things, and I hope you guys like it too. So with that being said, we'll be out. Hope it's, oh, dude, I wish. So today's Saturday, so you guys are out doing another little nasty thing. But hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Yeah, I don't know, it's a beautiful Saturday morning or day today too. But don't get too crazy, and remember that the world is yours, straight up. All right, thank you guys. Ladder, 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 ladder.